This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Macomb School District plans to issue $6 million in working cash bonds. The money will pay for a trio of construction projects. The biggest one will add 6 classrooms and an elevator at Edison School. In addition, the cafeteria will be expanded. The other two projects are at the junior-senior high school. The district will install new science labs once middle school students are moved into a new building. And the football stadium will get an all-purpose surface so it can also be used for soccer, marching band practices, physical education classes, and more. Superintendent Patrick Toomey says the district is borrowing money instead of using revenue from the countywide sales tax because of promises made while drumming up voter support for the tax.
We really made a commitment to use the 1 cent sales tax to building a new middle school, which we intend to keep that promise.
Toomey says the district is about to retire a major life safety bond. The working cash bond will replace it, so he says the tax rate will remain nearly steady. The school board approved the bond issue on a vote of 5-1. Matt Duncan voted no, while Jim LaPrade was absent. Duncan says he does not oppose the projects, but he's concerned about the process.
My issue was more in the timeline. Seemed like we've kind of moved quickly into this.
Duncan says board members have discussed the projects, but he felt they were not at the point of moving ahead. Residents could petition to put the bond sale up for a public vote. They have 30 days to do so. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.